Are we recording? All right, there we go.
Okay, today's topic is very timely. We just started today, as in halachically today, last night, introducing something into Sfirat Shmoneh Esrei. Where did we start? Mitein Talmud Talavracha. Seasonally, there are two editions that we have. One of them is Mashiv Rachmi Mirda Geshem, and the second one is Mitein Talmud Talavracha. Question I throw out to you. If a person did not say Mashiv Aruch Merida Geshem, he realizes after davening, what should he do? He knows that he didn't say Mashiv Aruch Merida Geshem. He goes back. Okay, he says it again. What about Vatein Talam Tal Bracha? The guy forgets it. If he says Vatein Bracha and he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, what does he do? What does he do? He goes back. Same thing. What about if a person remembers in the middle of the bakasha, the middle section, how many brachas are there in the Shmoneh Esrei? 19, correct. So the first three are shevach, the last three are hodah, and the middle 13, are what? What are they called? Bakasha. Bakasha is the requesting. So we request for rain in that section. If a person remembers while he's still in that section, what should he do?
No.
What you're supposed to do is you wait till Shomei Tefillah, and then in Shomei Tefillah, when you ask all your personal requests, you also ask Vitein Talam Atal Vracha. Okay? That's the halacha. What if a person finishes the entire Shmoneh Esrei? What does he do? So then he's got to go back. He's got to say the whole Shmoneh Esrei again. Okay? Those are the halachas of Vitein Talam Atal Vracha in brief. Okay? What about if it's Erev Shabbos, Mincha, he says Vatein Talam Atal Bracha. Sorry, he doesn't say Vatein Talam Atal Bracha, and then he only realizes once Shabbos comes in. What does he have to do?
You say to Shmoneh Esrei Zidmarav without
moving. Excellent. You say to Shmoneh Esrei Zidmarav. What's that concept called?
Tashlumin.
Now the question, you may not have gotten the question. So let me take a step back. A person doesn't say Vatein Talam Atal Bracha in a regular mincha. Today, he didn't say it. He didn't realize till Marav. Marav, he realizes it. What does he do? He says two times, Marav, he davened Shmoneh Esrei the first time is his Marav. And the din of Tashlumin is, just like a korban, if you miss a korban, you can make it up. Right? So to Tfilah, which is Bimkom Korbanot, you can make it up. So if you missed mincha, you dav in the mincha, but you miss Vatein Talam Atal Bracha. You're not Yotzei. So what do you have to do? You have to dav in Marv twice. So that makes sense. You Marv twice. The first Marv, you dav in for Marv. And the second one, you wait a few moments, and then you dav in Marv a second time, and that's considered Tashlumin. That's all great. Why is the question that I asked a real question? If on mincha of Erev Shabbos, you didn't say it, you have to dav in Marv twice. Why is that a question, Noam?
Because it's a different Shmoneh Esrei.
Because it's a different Shmoneh Esrei entirely. Do you say Vatein Talam Atal Bracha in Marav Shabbos? No. Good question. Okay. The question here, I'm going to hand out something. I was looking for a source. We don't have a Har Tzvi here. It's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. He wrote a beautiful sefer, Shelo Teshuvot. And I had recalled seeing a tshuva on this. Not this question, but a different question, which we'll get to. And so I went into my notes in my filing cabinet, which I haven't opened in years, and I found the shiur that I actually gave on Vatein Talam Atal Bracha. So I apologize. Back then, my eyes were much better. Today, they're not as good. So the type is very, very small. So I'm going to ask to pass these out. Okay. First question is as follows. What is the source? Why do we have to say Vatein Talam Atal Bracha at all? Why do we have to say it? Does anybody have any guess? Why does one need to say Vatein Talam Atal Bracha? Okay, so look at the source. Everyone's getting a source sheet right now. On the top right-hand corner, it says Mekor HaChiyuv. What's the source for the Chiyuv, the Chovah, for us to say Vatein Talam Atal Bracha? Skip to the second source. This is the obvious source, and that is the Gemara in Tanit. The Gemara says, "Minalan lebetzvilah." How do I know that I have to say, mention, thank a Kaddish Baruch Hu, or pray to a Kaddish Baruch Hu for rain in tzvilah? D'tanya ulavad Hashem elokechem ulavdo b'chol levavchem. It says that you have to serve, you have to love Hashem and serve Him with all of your heart. What does that mean to serve Him with your heart? Everybody knows that. What does it mean? Serving God with your heart means to daven. So there's a chova to do Shmoneh Esrei, to daven to Hashem. Uktiv Batrei, the pasuk afterwards says, V'natati mitar arzuchem bito yorei malkosh. That after, connected to the pasuk that says that you have to daven, is the pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us rain in its time. From there, Chazal learned that you should include your supplication, your request for rain, in Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? So that's the chiyuv. There's a chiyuv to say, to ask for rain in Shmoneh Esrei. Okay? That's number one. The next source I want you to look is source number two. Okay, this source is a very important source, not just for this halacha, but for other halachas as well. And it says as follows. It's the Gemara in Brachot Chavtet. Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rav Asi, the din of Rav Asi, Ta'av lo hizkir gvurot geshamim b'tchiyat ha-meitim. A person made a mistake. He didn't mention gvurot geshamim, which is mashiv haruach umarida geshem. That's in the brach of gvurot. So he didn't mention in tchiyat ha-meitim. Machzir noto. You got to go back. She'ela b'berkat ha-shanim. He didn't mention she'ela, asking for rain in Birkat HaShanim. Ein machzirin otom ebnei she'echol omra b'shomei ha'tfilah. You don't have to go back. You don't have to go back because you can mention, like we said, in Shomei ha'tfilah. Ve'avdala b'chonei nadat. Let's say it's Motzei Shabbos. Last night you guys forgot to say the Havdala in Shmoneh Esrei. Ein machzirin otom. You don't have to go back. Why not? Who knows? Because it says, because you could say it later on, you're going to say Avdol at home, right? Or in yeshiva, or in the old city, whatever. You're going to say it, so therefore you don't have to go back to say it in Shmoneh Esrei, because you'll say Avdol in another opportunity. Okay, that's the statement of Rav Asi. Okay? The Gemara challenges that with a Tosefta. Meitvei ta'av lo hizkir gvurot geshamim b'tchiyat ha'meitim machzirin oto. That we agree with. That's the same thing. However, she'ela b'birkat ha'shanim, machzirin oto. Tosefta says, if a person did not say, v'tein tal matal v'racha, machzirin oto. Says nothing about shomei ha'tfilah. Just says, you got to go back, do the Shmoneh Esrei again. Havdala b'chonei nadat, ein machzirin oto she'echol amra lakos. It's identical to the previous statement of Rav Asi, but one thing different. He mentions nothing about going back, because you could say in Shema Tefillah. The Gemara picks up on this, asks the question, and the Gemara answers as follows. Lo kashya. Gemara is going to give two answers. The first will be rejected, and the second will be accepted. Okay? And there's a very important methodological point here in a moment. Lo kashya. Ha b'yichud, ha b'tzibur. There's a difference. One is talking about a yachid, one is talking about a tzibur. Okay? If a guy davens b'tzibur, you don't have to machzirin oto, you don't have to make him go back and daven it again. But if a guy davens b'yachid, you do. Who can explain the difference between the two? Why would it make any difference whether I daven with a tzibur or I didn't daven with a tzibur? Yes, Pinchas.
Maybe chazar tzashatz.
Excellent. So that's what the Gemara says. Mai tama mishum d'shama mishlich tzibur. Because if you did it with a tzibur, you don't have to go back, because you can hear it from the Shliach Tzibur himself. Okay. Ihach, if so, Haim ibnei she'achol amra b'shomea tfilah, ibnei she'shomea mishliach tzibur mi ba'elai. So if that's the case, if that's really the difference between the Tzush, when Rabbi Asi said his din, he said you don't have to go back because you could say it in shomea tfilah. Rabbi Asi shouldn't have said that. Rabbi Asi should have said, because you could hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. Okay? And he didn't say that. So technically, although the answer makes logical sense, that one's b'yachid, one's b'tzibur, it doesn't work with the syntax of the Gemara. And now I want to tell you a methodological point. I'll tell you why I'm saying this in a moment. If I ask somebody here, who wants to be the guinea pig? Okay. What is 5 plus 7?
Oh.
Excellent. Now let's say I asked you, what's 5 plus 7? And you said, say, 5 times 7 equals, they'll say it. Say the whole thing.
Five times seven.
Is he right or is he wrong?
He's
He's right. 5 times 7 equals 35. But that's not the question that I asked. Okay? Now the Gemara will do this. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough to point it out. There are many, many times where the Gemara will ask a question, the Gemara will give an answer, and the Gemara will reject the answer. But it's not that the answer within its own world is wrong. It just doesn't answer the question for technical reasons. So 5 times 7 does equal 35. Very good. You passed math. But that's not what I asked. I asked 5 plus 7. So therefore, 12 is the right answer. So the Gemara rejects this answer because it doesn't fit with the wording of Rav Asi. Rav Asi said, "Ein machzirin oto." Why? Because you could say, "And then shomea tefillah." So don't tell me that the Tosefta is talking about biyachid and Rav Asi is talking about betzibur because it doesn't fit. The answer may be correct. The reason why I say this is because we actually accept lahalacha this answer of the Gemara, even though it didn't answer the question. Lahalacha, if a person misses all Shmoneh Esrei. Actually, not all Shmoneh Esrei. He misses V'tein Talam Atal Evracha. He said the wrong one. Technically speaking, he could stand, listen with his feet together, listen to every single word from the Shliach Tzibur, and be Yotzei. He doesn't have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. He just listens to every single word from the Shliach Tzibur. That's a possibility. The Mishnah Berurah parenthetically mentions, don't do that. Because you probably don't have enough Kavana to listen to every single word, and it's very possible that the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have enough kavanah to be motzi you. So it's better not to use that method. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay, but it really is a real answer. What is the answer the Gemara ultimately gives? Let's look back inside. The last two lines there. Actually, the last line. Ella, idi v'idi, b'yichud, or b'yachid. Both of them is talking about a yachid. An individual is davening by himself. Forget about the tzibur. V'lo kasha, it's not a stira between the Tosefta and Rav Asi's statement. Ha, the idkar kodem shomea tefillah. Ha, the idkar batar shomea tefillah. One is when the guy remembered before shomea tefillah, he can make it up, he could put it into shomea tefillah. One is he blew it. He mentioned already afterwards, there's no way, he can't go back anymore, and then he blew it. It's not exact what I said. If a person mentions before he finishes Shmoneh Esrei, he still can go back. There seems to be a question where he goes back to Shomea Tefillah, or what it says in Shulchan Aruch, he go back all the way to Birkat Hashanim, which seems to be the prominent opinion, although there are those who say go back to Shomea Tefillah. Okay, so the answer is, of the Gemara, it's not a stira. One is before Shomea Tefillah, one is after Shomea Tefillah. Okay? This possibility is only given for v'tein talam tal evracha. What about mashiv ruach midageshim? If a guy remembers before the end of Shmoneh Esrei, what's the din? He's still got to repeat it. Once he finishes, what is he a goner? Once he finishes, the first three brachot are one unit. If he finishes akela kadosh, so then he's that whole section you can't you're gone. Yeah.
If he remembers before akela kadosh, but he, after.
You know, now that I'm saying it, I'm not sure. I don't remember. I'm not sure. I think it's once. Yeah, Mechayim Eitim, right? Okay, take a step back. Now I want to ask you a critical question. Why is a person able to take that v'tein talam atal v'racha and insert in shomea tefillah? You missed it. You should go back to the regular bracha. If you missed, why does that work? Why does Shemitah feel that work? Go ahead.
Shemitah is like an all-encompassing bokasha. Like if we're asking for individual, like singular bokasha in between, like in this middle section, then Shemitah feel is like the climax of bokasha. You can do whatever you want with the regular Shemitah feel. Even like right before you say the bracha Shemitah feel, like. I think you're allowed to even say in any language you want. You're allowed to, like, you know, under your breath, say, like, a personal prayer for yourself. So there's no reason why you wouldn't do it. So like, say, you know, in God, please send rain. And,
so why not Mashi Baruch Mir Negeshem? Why not put that in Shemaya Tefillah as well?
It's not part of the Bakasha section.
Okay. What do you say?
I guess that you said that the first three brachot up to Akkadash, so they're very important. Did you say they're all encompassing?
All-encompassing?
What did you say when you referred to them, that they're special?
No, they're one unit. They're one unit.
So they're one unit, and you say them. You say them on the weekday. You also say them on the Shabbos. So, using that logic, if you forget, you say that one breath is like not more important, but like kind of has more of a bit of an impact. So if you think that way, and if you forget, Shabbos and Hashem, that's one doing the big three. That's a chunk out of the. You said they're all the same, they're all together. So that's a big chunk you're missing out of a threefold breath. If you see it, you get it later, it's a little bit out of one breath. And it's just a little, it's a little part
okay.
of the individual breath.
Okay.
So,
freeze. Freeze that now. We're going to get back to the same time with Al-Racha. I want to now discuss something else. This is not my question, it's a question of Tosfos. You have it actually on the page. I'll say it outside. What do you say in Rosh Chodesh? Yalav Yavo. Okay? A person doesn't say Yalav Yavo in Shacharis, what's the din? What? He's got to do it again, right? Let's say he totally forgot until Mincha time came. So then you daven Mincha twice.
Didn't there a concept where you say Yalav Yavo once you say Musaf?
Don't know. Mincha. You missed the Mincha. What do you do? You missed the Mincha?
You missed
it in Mincha? Simar twice. Very good. I have a problem. Rosh Chodesh is one day. I daven Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavo. Marv comes. I daven my Marv without Yalav Yavo properly. And now I say another Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yavo? To make up for the one that I said without Yalav Yavo? Does that make sense? Okay, you guys are poskim. There are two ways to go on this. Either I say the same Shemoneh Esrei that I said when it was no good, I say it again and now it's good, or I don't say it at all. What do you think? Again, Rosh Chodesh, Mincha, I missed. I didn't miss. I said it, but I didn't say Yalav Yavo. So now, Marv comes, I say Marv, and I want to make up for the Shemoneh Esrei I blew at Mincha. So I say Marv twice. So what am I doing? I'm saying the same exact Marv, the same exact Shemoneh Esrei that I said at Mincha, except now it's good and then it was no good. Does that make sense?
No.
This is the first opinion in Tosfos. The second opinion argues. First opinion in Tosfos says like this. You daven Shemoneh Esrei already, so that, what are you going to make up? You already said it. And Yalav Yavo, you're not saying this time, so you can't make up Yalav Yavo anyway. So either way, it doesn't make sense. You already davened the Shemoneh Esrei, and you're going to say that again. But the Yalav Yavo, which you missed, you're not going to say again? Doesn't make sense. Second opinion in Tosfos is different. Second opinion in Tosfos says as follows. It says, no. How do we view the fact that you didn't say Yalav Yavo? If you didn't say Yalav Yavo, what does it mean about that whole bracha, the Ritzei bracha? It's like I didn't say it at all. If you miss one of the brachot of Shemoneh Esrei, what's the din? It's like you didn't say anything. So therefore, it's like I didn't daven at all. If I didn't daven at all, so then when I daven Marv, I have to daven two Shemoneh Esreis, one for Marv and one for the one that didn't daven at all. So my question to you is, and this question is for Yalav Yavo. And the question is also for B'tein Talam Atal Racha. When I miss one of these additions to Tefillah, is it as if I didn't daven at all? Or is it if I daven, but I just didn't say Yalav Yavo? I daven, but I didn't say B'tein Talam Atal Racha. I want to take a vote. Who here thinks that it's